Your Press TV News in Brief. Bahraini protesters have held new anti-government protests near Manama over the continued detention of Al-Wafaq's leader, Sheikh Ali Salman. Demonstrators called for Sheikh Salman's immediate release. Now, his trial, initially scheduled to be held on Wednesday, was adjourned to May the 20th. Salman's charges include seeking regime change. And ceremonies have been held across the world to remember the Armenians who lost their lives during World War I on Ottoman soil. Armenians were killed when they rose up against their Ottoman rulers and sided with invading Russian troops. Yerevan says 1.5 million Armenians died during this period. And Turkey has slammed Russian President Vladimir Putin's comments in which he described as genocide the mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman army during World War I. The Turkish Foreign Ministry said Putin's remarks were politically motivated and represented a clear violation of international law. The United States Secretary of State has accused Russia of failing to fully implement the mid-February Minsk ceasefire deal between pro-Russians and Kiev in eastern Ukraine. John Kerry said the presence of Russian military equipment in Ukraine's eastern regions is at odds with Moscow's hope of seeing anti-Russia sanctions eased. And now Israeli forces have shot dead a 16-year-old Palestinian boy in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, while he was walking toward the Al-Zaim checkpoint with his family. Witnesses said Israeli forces verbally harassed the female member of the family, which then drew him into a quarrel with them. Thousands of people in the U.S. city of Baltimore are expected to hold a rally on Saturday against the death of a black man who died in police custody. Amnesty International has called for an immediate inquiry into the growing civilian casualties from Saudi Arabia's relentless onslaught against Yemen. Rights organization noted that Saudi air raids have turned many parts of Yemen into dangerous places for civilians, with millions of people living in a state of utter terror. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says anti-Iran sanctions topped the agenda of the latest round of nuclear talks with the P5+1, which wrapped up in the Austrian capital. Araghchi described as constructive the talks with U.S. and European diplomats over the issue of sanctions.